Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of prophethood, the misconception that we're going to discuss today relates to the son whom Abraham had offered for sacrifice. Now, the Bible or the Old Testament, the book of Genesis, explicitly says that it was Isaac, the son of Abraham, whom Abraham had offered for sacrifice and not Ishmael, as is the verdict of the Quran and on history itself. In recent times, one of the greatest thinkers of Muslim scriptures, as well as Christian scriptures and biblical scriptures, Imam Hamiduddin Farahi, has shown from the Bible itself that this is a case of blatant interpolation. And the word which has been inserted, of course, Isaac, which has been inserted in the Bible itself repudiates this. It itself says that this is something which cannot be accepted. So therefore, we know that there is a place in the Bible which says that the Almighty had asked Abraham to represent for sacrifice his only son. And these words are recorded in Genesis in chapter 22, verse 2. The words are, "He said, 'Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you.'" So on the basis of this verse, of course, the word Isaac appears here, and the Jewish Bible says that it was Isaac who was sacrificed and not Ishmael. Now, as Imam Hamiduddin Farahi himself has pointed out, that the Bible itself negates this, and it brings this out as a very blatant case of interpolation. For the Bible itself records that the sole son or the only son can only be applied, this expression can only be applied to Ishmael, because it was Ishmael who was born before Isaac. And since he was born before Isaac, therefore the term of only son can only be applied to him. It cannot be applied to Isaac. So while presenting this proof from the Old Testament, Imam Hamiduddin Farahi, he has quoted from the Bible, from the same book, from the book of Genesis, chapter 16 and verse 16. The words are, "Abraham was 86 years old when Hagar born Ishmael to Abraham." And then again, in chapter 21, verse 5, the words are, "Now Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him." So this is absolutely evident from this, these words of the Old Testament, that the only son, the expression of only son, can only be applied to Ishmael, because Ishmael, as the book of Genesis itself says, was born before Isaac. He was born 14 years before Isaac. Abraham was 86 years old when Ishmael was born to him, as these words of Genesis say. And he was 100 years old when Isaac was born to him. So therefore, the words, the expression, which the Almighty, of course, communicated to Abraham, that he should sacrifice his only son, they can only be applied to Ishmael, because had Isaac been born before him, the word, the only son, could not have been applied to Ishmael, and it would have been applied to Isaac. But the Bible itself says that Isaac was born later on. It was Ishmael who was born before. So if Ishmael was born before Isaac, then the words which occur in the Bible, which say that you have to sacrifice your only son, then they have to apply to the first son, who is Ishmael, which the Bible itself says was the firstborn of Abraham. So in the light of this evidence, it is absolutely clear that the son offered for sacrifice by Abraham was Ishmael and not Isaac. Now one can ask, of course, that why at all is this issue so important? And why is it that we are laying such stress on the fact that it was Ishmael who was actually sacrificed and not Isaac? The reason for this is that by interpolating this, by striking off the name of Ishmael and inserting the name of Isaac, the Jews actually wanted to sever the relationship of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the Arabian Peninsula, because we know that it was the Prophet Abraham who had predicted that from his own progeny he will raise an unedited prophet from amongst them, and therefore it was a prediction which said that amongst the Ishmaelites the last prophet would come. So by inserting the name of Isaac, they actually wanted to tamper with this prediction and to wipe it off. So therefore, it needs to be understood that this issue is of fundamental importance in biblical literature and of course, Quran as well. And the Quran, of course, is explicit in this regard, and so is established history, that it was Ishmael who had been offered for sacrifice by Abraham and not Isaac. And the reason that this is, of course, very evident is that the Bible itself, the Bible itself, besides established history in the Quran, negates the notion of the Jews that it was Isaac who was sacrificed, because as I said, the words of the Bible are that the Almighty had ordered Abraham to offer his only son, and the expression of only son can only be applied to Ishmael, because at that time Isaac was not even born, and this fact itself is corroborated by the Bible. أَكُولُ قَوَلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَارِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ